Head coach Matt Makarczak joins us on the Northern Michigan postgame show right here on Radio Results Network. And coach, Michigan Tech shoots 70% in that first half, 60% behind that three-point line. There's not a lot you can do. You tried gumming it up a little bit, calling timeouts, but they shot really well in that first half.
I think there are definitely things that we didn't do as well as I wanted or could have done better, and you know, all those things we can talk about. But I think it would be super disingenuous if the headline wasn't Michigan Tech played great. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm frustrated by, things we did or didn't do. But I think even if we do all those things, best case, that's going to be a absolute battle to the very end. And even if we would have done all that stuff, when a team plays that well, they're going to win more times than not. And our number one game plan thing was to take away Ty Fernholz. I thought we could with our defenders. Him scoring 22, you know, I'm a little frustrated at our guys with that. Marcus, we said no catch and shoot threes. Let's make everything be off the bounce. And honestly, the first half it was, and he made them. And that's what special players do. And today it was clear that the, you know, Dylan was awesome, but the best player on the floor is Marcus Tomaszczyk. And, you know, that's okay. He's going to be the best player on a lot of floors.
Rebounding, I thought Michigan Tech did extremely well in that first half too, to get out the rebounds and run and get into transition. And you talked about Tomaszczyk and then Fernholz. I mean, one had 19 at halftime, the other one had 18.
Yeah, and the whole, you know, the whole plan was we can't let Fernholz go. Like, we knew that Marcus is going to get some, and we got to live with some of that. We knew Dawson would get some, and we got to live with that. But we couldn't live with the Fernholz stuff. And then, you know, Hobson hits three. And another thing was we were trying to take away Hobson threes. And, you know, again, is it things we did wrong? Yes. Were some of those shots just unbelievable ball movement and screening and execution? Absolutely. The other thing I'd say is, you know, obviously, you know, I was on the refs all night. I thought the physicality that Tech played with was, I don't think it was a reffing. The refs decided to let that game be ultra physical and let things go. And that is a prerogative of a officiating crew. They get to dictate whether they're calling touchy stuff or letting it go. They let things go 100% equally on both sides. The problem was that hurt us, and it didn't hurt Tech because they played through contact. We're grabbing them the same way they were grabbing us. They just went through it and hit a shot. And when we got that contact, we didn't make them, and we kind of went up soft. So at the end of the day, our team has to adjust how we play to how the game's officiated, and we did a terrible job of that today.
Coach, I know it's a short week now because you have Roosevelt coming in on Monday. I guess, where do you guys go in such a short week getting ready for Roosevelt, as now you have a 4-1 record in the GLIAC getting ready for another game?
Well, that's the other part of this, right? And I made sure afterwards, you know, we weren't very negative with them. I think it's hard to be negative when they're all down that bad. And, you know, we're 4-1 at the end of the day. We're going to wake up tomorrow and we're going to be tied for second in the league. And, yeah, it's a game and it sucks. And it's a game we wanted to play well in and we wanted to win and all that stuff. It's our worst home performance in years. Saying that, we're 4-1. And the imperative thing is that Tech doesn't beat us twice, and we're going to get back to work tomorrow. We'll have their attention. It's the first time we've had their attention in a while, to be honest. I'm not saying they've tuned us out, but they've thought that everything's going well enough that we didn't need to fix things. And I would hope that after this one, there's going to be some desire to get some things fixed.
Coach, I know you get back to it. You have an NBA type schedule coming up for this next week. We'll get back to it and we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, we can't sit around and be sad. That's the good news.
Head coach Matt Makarczak on the Radio Results Network post-game show.